Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. How I got over. How did you get over? Praise the Lord. By the grace of God. By God's grace, you got over. My Lord, this is Angela Harrison bringing you the Seed of Prosperity broadcast. I do not own any copyright to this song, to any of the music that I'm playing. I don't own any copyright. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be able to play some of these songs. I'm trying to get some new ones, but I'm still learning how to put it on. You got to get them. It's so hard. You used to get religious CDs. But now it's hard to find them now. To me, it is. I used to go to this certain store and have a whole lot of them, all the latest CDs and other different religious artists that were singing. But now it's hard to find. They're hard to find now. At the autumn online and stuff. Praise the Lord. But I thank the Lord for those that haven't got the opportunity to get them. Thank God for that. I'm talking about the day my top is, I have nowhere to live, nowhere to go. I have been evicted. I have nowhere to live, nowhere to go. I have been evicted. This is what you're hearing over and over again. People are being evicted from their home. But wait. Evicted from the apartment, ran from the home too. Evicted and they in flood foreclosure. That's what we have facing. Among the other major thing we facing, eviction is not an easy thing. You don't know unless you've been there, and some of you all have been there. It's a miserable thing. They're gonna put you out, and you know, and the court was that police would come out there with that court paper, and they would evict you if it's snowing, if it's raining, they would put all your stuff in the street. And another thing so bad, their neighbor would steal all your stuff. You put it out there, your neighbor, and don't have to go to your neighbor next door. I'm now 4 or 5 street over. Your neighbor next door steal all your stuff. Isn't that so bad? I mean, you can't hardly go anywhere. You know, if you stuff it out, you can hardly go anywhere to try to get somebody to come and get your stuff or even put in storage before the neighbors be stealing your stuff. Isn't that terrible? Already been evicted because you were not able to pay your rent or maybe able to pay your house note. And the neighbors stealing the stuff that you do have, that you have to replace if they steal them. And now that was so bad. And God is not pleased with that. Steal your neighbors. Yeah, that's why sometimes these neighbors have a hard time because they're stealing, and misusing people, stealing their stuff, breaking in their house. Your next door neighbor doing all that. Your neighbor on the street watching you, see when you leave, see when you come back. Yeah. No, I think it's terrible. I wish the angels could meet them and just whoop them real good. Wish the angels could, my angel from heaven, wish they could just meet those jokers and just whoop them real good. Sitting your stuff. You already been convicted, evicted. Your stuff is in our door. Police don't care. The court shoot. The court doesn't care. Put you out. And but you know, they be in a tornado. They can. The only way they don't serve you in a tornado because they can't get to you. That's the only reason. My God. Yeah, it's bad. Some of you all can help your neighbors, help your friends, help your loved ones, and people you know. You don't try to help. Isn't that bad? And some people you can even tell them, you know, I just can't pay my rent. I just can't pay my house. No, where? And they listen to you, and then get on the phone and then call the other neighbors or other friends. You know, she can't pay her rent. They can put out. What you doing but the running your mouth? Isn't that terrible? Christian folks, we're on there with sinners. You know what? I can deal with the Christian people. The sinner, you can deal with the sinner. But the Christian people, that's the one that keep them more hell than I don't know what. They backstab you and don't try to help you. And do this and do that. Christian folks talk about you. About to lose your house, don't try to help you. About to be kicked out the apartment, don't try to help you. Christian folks, we don't deal with the sinners. Christian people go to church every Sunday and jump and shout and speak in tongues and everything. And sometimes them tongues speakers, they keep them more hell than the people that don't speak in tongues. There, you are so right. When it comes to the people being put out doors and no food on the table and they can't pay their men and they can't pay the house, no, what your discerning spirit? What your anointing then? I don't see the anointing anywhere. Feel the person need help. You should be able to feel it. Feel it. Saints should have to go through certain things because God, we are helpers to one another. We helpers to one another. You don't feel your person, the person next to you, or next door to you, or even across the street. God will give you the burden now. God will touch your heart to give that money, to give the, call that person, or pray with that person, or the person going through. God will give it to you. Yes, he will. Well, we shouldn't have to go through all these things. Some people should have to go through things because God has given it somebody to help that person. Yes, he has. Your discernment ought to kick in. Where your discernment? Where your Holy Ghost? People going through. Where your Holy Ghost? You don't see it. You didn't see it coming. You didn't feel it. The Lord didn't put so-and-so on your mind. God would put people on your mind. And y'all are so selfish and so lazy and so unconcerned. You don't even call the person. He's been on my mind. Well, call him. See what's going on. When y'all put somebody on your mind, they're going through. They're having some type of problem. They may not tell you, but they're having a problem. It's something bothering them. It's something on their mind. The Holy Ghost does not steer you wrong. If he got that person on your mind, it's something that person going through or something on their mind. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know I'm telling you. I know I'm telling you on that. God put you on your mind, and they can be in another state. They can be in another country. The Lord put you on your mind. My Lord. And then put people in mind, a burden hit you. He wants you to pray. Pray for their prayer. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. My Lord. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know that the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Yeah, I'm talking about I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere to live. I have been evicted. No, that's a bitter pill to swallow. It's bad. It's bad. I know. Now, look. I know you can't help everybody, but help who you can. You can't help everybody, but help who the Lord give you. God did not give you to help everybody. No, he does not. Because he know you can. You one person. You can't help everybody, but he will give you to help who you can help. And he wants you to do it, but they don't do it. They don't do it. I get so tired of these type people and Christian folks. These anointed saints, I tell you too, you they look right in your face. Well, you know, so and so. They hate to release that money. They hate to release it, and they know not only do they hate to release that money, they don't release that money. The one thing about it, money, people do not release money fast. Yeah, sometimes God almost have to knock them in the head to let them release that money. It is so bad. My Lord. Yes, I'm eventually better have come here from Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, they've been on my mind. God put on the eviction. You out your apartment, out of your house, losing your house during this time. Yes, folks having a hard time. And some folks got, you know, how many shoes can you wear? How many suits can you wear one time? How many hats you can wear? Some of these saints wearing shoes. You got enough hats. You don't need to buy another hat. Spend $5,000 for a hat. You time out for that? Yeah. Well, I know. $5,000 for a hat. $2,000 for a hat. $1,000 for a hat. You know, I mean, once you got it, that's fine. At that time, things was booming, but things not booming now. You need to help your fellow man. Use what you got. You know. Use what you got. You got enough clothes in the closet. Use wear them. Put them together. You got them. You don't have to. You know, Christmas. This is the Christmas season. This is the week of the Christmas. Something you don't have to buy. You have bought enough. Help your fellow man. Help somebody that needs help. Crying out to the Lord for help, for somebody to help them. You all don't hear nothing. But my baby wants this. No, you don't need to buy a lot of toys with that boy. For that giving them to tear it up, yes. Or somebody told you are so right. For them to don't even care. Won't even mind you. Won't even take out the garbage. Won't even make up the bed. Yeah, life is something there. Life is something. It's something. My Lord, it's something. My Lord. It's always, it's something. Life's something else. I know. Yeah, I can talk about church people because I know church people.
Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home.
Get right, church.
Gotta go home, yeah. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train, yeah. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home. I'm going home on the morning train. Yes, I am. I'm going home. Yeah. I'm going home on the morning train. Listen, one of these mornings and it won't be long. You look for me and I'll be gone. I'm to heaven just to jump and shout. Nobody there's gonna put me out. Get to heaven, roll up, put on my shoes. Walk around heaven and tell the news. I know my robe is gonna fit me well, cause I tried it on at the gates of hell. And if you don't believe I've been redeemed, you can follow me down by the Jordan's feet. I'm gonna look up, David, in the heat of the day. And then tune, 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 tune my heart. Heaven gonna jump and shout, no, jump and shout, no, jump and shout, no, oh, shout, no, oh, shout, no. When I get to heaven gonna jump and shout before nobody's there gonna put me out. Oh, Lord, 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 have mercy. Yeah, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Talking about a good time, talking about a good time, talking about a good time. Come on, church, come on, church, come on, church. You better get right, you better get right. It's later than you think, it's later than you think. You better get right, you better get right.
Yes, Lord, get my church and let's go home. We sure got to go. Got to go home. Yeah, 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 we got to go home. Yeah, this is Master Better Half, some of you from Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm talking about I have nowhere to go, nowhere to live. I have been evicted. Some of y'all, that's some of y'all doomed. Some of y'all saying that. Some of y'all in that process, you are in that predicament. You've been evicted from your house. You got an eviction notice on the door. And they can put it on the door, too. And knock on that door, boom, boom, boom. I said, my God, they're knocking that door so loud, almost about to shake the door down. They've been knocking on that door so loud. Your neighbor next door can hear you wondering, what's somebody trying to break in? If there's somebody trying to break in, knocking so loud on that door. I said, and I don't care what you say, some of them police that bring those warrants to evict you, they said that some of them got some nasty attitude. No compassion whatsoever. Nasty attitude. And I'm not taking that back. They got some nasty attitude. Sure do. That's right. I sure said it. They got nasty attitude. Pray no compassion, no nothing. It's hard. I know it's hard. It's hard. People about to lose their house, lose their home, be kicked out of the apartment, nowhere to go. And the people that live in an apartment, the people that rent from these certain companies now, they got to be put out, they got to find them a place to stay because because the people that own the property, they selling it, and now they got to get to find somewhere to go. Isn't that something? They got to find somewhere to go. You know, money's tight. Money, I tell you too, it's rough now. We got to have Jesus, you all. We got to have Jesus, as always. We got to have Jesus. We got to call on the Lord. It's rough. It's rough. It is rough. I tell you too, I know in these days, I know some people jobs, you know, and some people walking out their jobs and stuff. I don't know what the deal on that one now. I don't know what the deal on that walking out these jobs and stuff. You know, my God, my God. My God, my God. But, you know, they want somebody to take care of them. Especially these men, they want somebody to take care of them. They do. They don't want a knuckle job. They don't want to work on a knuckle job. One thing about a woman, she's cheering. If they take that knuckle job, more women have been made. But, you know, in order to survive, but they cheering. They've been made with. And some of the children get up big and this and that. And I don't want them all hand-me-down clothes from her employer. Some of the hand-me-down clothes are good clothes. The children just spoiled. They didn't want them. They didn't want them. They didn't like them. Maybe the way in one time. Good stuff. But no, I don't want it. And here your dad didn't give you nothing. They deliver me. Pride. Yes, pride. Not thankful at all. Mama trying to provide for the children. Y'all ungrateful. 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 Can't afford it. Your mama couldn't afford it. I don't know where your daddy is. Couldn't afford it. And then the lady she worked for gave a lot of nice things. They had it. My Lord. Yeah, all that part of being evicted and nowhere to go. Somebody got to take them in. Where they going? Somebody got to have compassion and open up their money, or open up their purses, or open up their household, or find a place for them to stay. It's more than nothing trying to find somewhere to stay all at once. Not at once, because most times they give you about 3 months before they evict you or something like that, 3 months before they put you out the house. But still, you're already behind. You don't have anything. 3 months, you know, it's rough. It's rough. People got to have compassion for people. Have to be put out those. Ain't nothing to laugh, it's nothing to laugh about when you go out there and steal their stuff. That's bad. I mean, that's terrible. Yeah, they would steal it. My Lord, let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have I done anything, said anything in this week or the last week or week before? Forgive me, Father. I want a clean heart, clean mind. I want clean thoughts, Father, in the name of Jesus. When I pray, I want my prayer to go through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to go through over these airways, Father. Touch it, Lord. The people going through, they don't have anywhere to go. They don't know what to do. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, intervene in that situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. People are sick these days. They're sick and they still have to find somewhere to go, Lord. They've been put out. They've been put out, Lord. They've been put out, Lord. The stuff sitting on the street, sitting high. I see. Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, intervene. Those on the sound of my voice, Lord. Intervene for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of them, Lord. No way. Work a miracle in their behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. In their situation, Lord. Move, Father, move. Send the finance. Send help. Send help, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We don't have any compassion for one another. We don't have any compassion. We think about ourselves, Lord. But God intervenes in that situation, Lord. About to lose their house. About to lose their apartment. Then they've been sent outdoors. They don't have but a few more days before they be sent outdoors. Oh, God. Intervene, Holy Spirit. Intervene in that situation, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And oh, God. Oh, touch the people's heart. Oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. They're sitting pretty. They got their finances, everything they're expensive paid. The house no pay. The car no pay. Oh, Jesus. The apartment rent is paid. But some people, Lord, their rent not paid, not being paid. They rent due. The house no due. So those that's doing well, they don't have any compassion. Any compassion We will have to deal with the sinner. Let us deal with the church folks. Don't have any compassion, Lord. Always for self. Always for those bad children. I got to do this. I got to do that. I see. That son on drugs. Mama's still giving him. Still giving him money. That daughter on drugs. Still giving her money. Still doing for her. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. My child. The woman that's no about to be, it said I know you don't have any compassion, knowing whatsoever. Well, so and so need this, but so and so need her rent pay. Yeah, on drugs, you right. The son on drugs. Yeah, she down at the casino. The daughter at the casino, gambling. The mama got to take this, pick up the snack. Daddy got to pick up the snack. Oh yeah. The woman, that man about to be put out though, and here. He hit it in the casino, throwing away money left and right. Throwing away money. The other man running, if not, they run around with some woman, throwing away money left and right. Got a wife at home, throwing away money left and right. The woman be evicted, don't have a place to stay, so about to be put out though, and no help. You think the Lord sees it that? No help. Don't want to help. Running their mouth all the time. And this and that, I need this for myself. Want to take vacation and stuff like that. Oh, God. This world is rough. It's rough. The people in the world is rough. They don't care about one another. They don't care. Then they get in the same predicament, and some of them sick in their body, Lord Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Intervene for these people, Lord. Oh, send compassion. Touch the heart for compassion, Father. Name of Jesus. I pray. Amen. Might have got on job check, though. I just, oh, Jesus. My God. My Lord, Jesus. Oh, look. Yes, Lord. You get so tired. Lord, get that. Oh, Jesus. You get so tired.
Be not.
Oh, God.
Dismay. Take care of you.
Those of you that know he'll take care of you, let me hear you say yes. Yeah. Say it again. Yeah. Say it again. Yeah. You know, over in the sanctified church, when you begin to feel like this, all the saints get together and they join in a little praise. I want to see if I get you to help me say it one time.
Yes, Lord. Sometimes those songs, they start out pretty good, then at the end they messing up on you. But you got to use what you got. Thank the Lord for that. This is Vincent Harris from you from Memphis, Tennessee. My topic is I have nowhere to go. Nowhere to live. I've been evicted. What about you? Does it fit you? Does that fit you? Have you been evicted? Have you got an eviction notice? Have you got a foreclosure notice? They can write them now. Those mortgage companies can write your foreclosure notice in a minute. But you let them, you have to go to the post office and sign it. I tell you, I've been there, done that. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. It's rough. Yeah. And it's not because you didn't, God didn't tell people to help you. They just didn't help you. That's all. People are something else now. That's why something is going through. God and told a lot of people to help people, and they have not done it. They have not done it. And God going to get them for it, too. Oh, yes. God going to get them for it. Y'all have the one thing. If you praying out of your heart, out of your soul, and live right, and you come in and God touch somebody's heart to bless that person, and they don't bless you, you think they're going to be blessed? Oh, they gonna, God, the Lord don't get them for that. Yes, somebody had to go around the world almost. He touched this person to bless, and touched that person's heart to bless so-and-so. They don't do it. You give you some yang-brain excuse, but, oh, well, just be encouraged, daughter. Be encouraged. The Lord will make a way. Just trust the Lord. And God has told you already you help that person. That's the way they do. Church supposed to do. Sanctified folks do that. Yes. I've been there, done that. They would do that and be looking at you just as, you know, and you know, God did it with them. Now, why they looking at you now? The Lord did it with them to bless you, but they don't do it. Oh, yes. God is not, yes, he does. You be in that church. I have been at church, and the person be on one side of the room of the church, and you be on the other. And God said, so-and-so needs or whatever. He would tell you, he would deal with you. Then a lot of times at the church, and you don't do it, God would send somebody else to do it for you. Not for you, but send somebody else. Sometimes God tell you, go pray for that person, and you don't do it, God would send somebody else to do it. Before you know it, somebody else had gone and pray for that person. I'm telling you, God is awesome. He awesome. And don't you tell me, he don't tell you. But now you won't do it, God just send somebody else. Or else he make another way. Some of us don't have to pray that long for prayer. But to be answered, when God had given the answer to the person, to go and do it. Call them on the phone and tell them this, said the Lord, but we won't do it. We're just so busy doing nothing. Be doing nothing. That person in need, crying out to the Lord, we take our time dragging our feet. Oh, you know, we got a lot to pay for. Y'all, people, we got a lot to pay for. We had disobeyed the Lord a long time, a lot of times. Had disobeyed the Lord a lot of times. God is an awesome God. He's a good God. He would tell you to do this, to do that. We won't do it. We take our time. And sometimes get an attitude right now. This and that, yang, yang, yang. Yeah, we're going to have to go through our testing. We're going to have to go through our problems. We have to go through our situation. But God, when you seek the Lord, he don't answer your prayer. But people just don't do it. I'm telling you. I've been there, done that. So do you like that? I know from experience they do that. Like that. I said, that's all right. God got some fun. That's all right. You said, that's all right. One day I won't need them. One day they don't need me, you know. You know, you always give them whatever. But on some days you say, I'm going to shock them. One day I'm going to shock them. I'm going to be on my feet like the Lord told me, whatever. You know, you think about that. The Lord, you get close to the Lord. He taught you to tell you what he's going to do for you and what he wants you to do. No, it might not come right now, but yes, it's coming. The blessing is coming. The blessing is coming. Folks don't realize the blessing is coming. God is not a lie. But he said he would do it. You know, he got all power. Let us pray. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. We need to call on the Lord day and night. We need to seek the Lord day and night. Things getting so bad, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the people, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Working out for them. Heal their body, Lord. Heal their body. And, Lord, heal their purse. Heal their vehicle in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Bless that financial blessing. Let it come their way. Say to take your hands off the blessing, of the financial blessing in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus come against you, Satan. In the name of Jesus. Make a way for these people. Make a way for our Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Make a way. Make a way. Heal everybody. Heal everybody. Those are dialysis, Lord. They're on dialysis. Heal everybody. Heal the kidneys, Lord. Some more heart problems. Oh, they're breathing, Lord. They're breathing. Help them breathing, Lord. Get in those lungs. Get in the lungs. Heal the lungs, Lord. They'll be able to breathe by themselves, Father, in the name of Jesus. Breathe in the lungs, Father. Holy Ghost, breathe in the lungs, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, breathe in those lungs, in the oxygen, in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, yes, so in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch the rest. Touch the respiratory. Well, respiratory problem in the top of the lungs, Lord. The breathing. Let them be able to breathe by themselves, Lord. Hear the breathing. Breathe in the lungs, Holy Spirit. Breathe in the lungs, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, touch that body. Then mind. Touch the heart, Lord. But oh, recollect the heart. Let the heart act right. Oh, in the name of Jesus, get in their heart. Get in their heart. Massage the heart, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost, massage the heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, massage the heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those digestive system, Lord. That digestive system, Lord. Get in that digestive system, Lord. They can't eat right, Lord. Certain food they can't eat, Lord. Hear that stomach problem. Hear the stomach, Lord. Hear the stomach. Oh, those digestion problems. Those organs. Inside the body. The organs. Oh, God. Purify the blood. Oh, Lord. Clean the blood. All those tumors. Dry the tumors, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Dry the tumors. In the name of Jesus. Circulation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those that have diabetes, Lord, or improve the circulation in the name of Jesus. Circulation, let the blood circulate right. Circulation, Lord, heal circulation in the body, in the foot, in the arm, in the legs, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, deal with the mental illness, Lord. Those who got mental problems, heal the mind. God, heal the mind, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, heal the mind. So much, Lord. Oh, yeah, see, the arthritis in the back, arthritis, Lord, in the knees, in the joints, in the fingers, Father. In the name of Jesus, heal, Lord. Heal those joints, the stiffness in the joints, the stiffness in the body, in the knees. They stiff, Lord. When they get up, they stiff, Lord. Oh, heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Blood clot. Oh, blood clot. clear the blood clots, oh, Father. In the name of Jesus. Blood clot, blood clot. Name of Jesus. Oh, God, dissolve the blood clot. Dissolve the blood clot. Dissolve the blood clot. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Life is something. Life is something. Life is something. Life is something. In the name of Jesus, life is something. Oh, life is something. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, but not easy. Not easy, but easy through you, Lord. We got to work at it. We got to work at it. Don't take nothing for granted. The enemy on every hand, 24 hours a day, Lord. He sent his imps, attacking you left and right, even in your sleep. Oh, God. Intervene in the sleep. As they sleep, intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Oh, this is Ben Better Harris. Can you remember Tennessee? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's rough, it's rough, it's rough. Yes. My topic is I have nowhere to live. Nowhere to go. I have been evicted. Some of y'all have been evicted. Yes. We need to cry out. Y'all don't know where to go, who to turn to. God got to make a way. He going to make a way. Yes, he is. My. Oh, God. Yesterday. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. Rough. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yesterday, some of y'all have been crying too much. Yesterday should be the last time you can cry with that problem. My Lord, God got you. God got you. God got you. Now to say over the same problem, over and over again. Yes, honey. If you're going to give it to the Lord, give it to the Lord. And then now, if you're going to cry about it, just cry about it. Leave God out of it. If you're going to give it to the Lord, you give it to the Lord. So you know, if you're going to cry about it, leave it alone. Leave God out the picture. I mean, you cried your last tear yesterday. Leave it alone. How many years you going to cry over the same thing, over the same problem? Give it to the Lord. If you get to the Lord, you don't need to cry when you're through with it. Just, Lord, I thank you. Just praise the Lord for the answer. Praise the Lord for the victory. That's what you need to do. Last time, Jesus, I'm crying about the same old problem. Just start thanking him for it. Get tired. You know, you get tired. You don't say the same thing. You get tired of the same problem. Oh no. Let us go on from point A to point B now. We need to, some of us sit in point A. Oh, we got to go to point B now. Same old. Wait a minute. You say you gave it to the Lord, everything you didn't. Oh, I step all over that devil head, praising him, praising the Lord for the victory. You don't see it. You take it by faith. My Lord. Take it by faith. My Lord. This is better heaven. Yes, top of the day, I have nowhere to go, nowhere to live. I have been evicted. There's a bitter pill to swallow. It's more than an ocean. And that's what you hear. This is what's going on now. People being evicted from the apartment. They've been through foreclosure and nobody to help them. God deal with people to help them. Nobody to help them. Got to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Then when they put the stuff outside, then the neighbors steal the stuff. That even worse, isn't it? Where our neighbor love? What a love for our fellow man. You don't steal the people's furniture because they've been put outside because they can't pay the rent or something like that. How no, and you gonna steal the stuff? Oh my Lord! You know, people never dwell on that too much. Well, you know, you need to preach about that sometime. Stop stealing these church folks. We ain't talking about selling church people, stealing people's stuff. Yeah, my Lord, stealing their stuff. Don't put our dough. They already hurt. They already in pain. Can you even have enough? They can even leave the stuff out there to go and get a storage or somewhere to put the stuff, or get a neighbor, or get a friend, or get a mom or dad or somebody to come and help them with the stuff. Sick of that mess. It's bad. We need to preach about things like that. All that we preach about is money. Preach about other things. If you preach about the right thing, God bless you with money. No, we all the time want the money in our pocket. Preach about sin. Preach about the misusing your fellow man. God gonna take you out of time. He take you off. You just do what you're supposed to do. God's a big job. He touch people's heart. You just do what you're supposed to do. Sometimes you're not doing what you're supposed to do. That's why things are not like they are. And that's why things are not like they are. Because we don't trust the Lord. We don't trust the Lord. We don't do what God wants us to do. We do our own thing. Then time you hit brick wall, then you crying the blues. Then do what God tell you to do. We shouldn't have to suffer like this. You know, yeah. Whatever reason they out or whatever. I know we all can make mistakes, misuse the money, whatever. But still, God, a good God. What about you? What about a guy who turned his back on you? You haven't lived right all your life. You done some wrong things. Wait a minute. You're about to do what God tell you to do. If God tell you to help that person, you help them. Hold on to that money and just look. And God has told you to bless. Yeah, because I know I got two people that I got. Oh, yeah. The Holy Ghost got something for them. So new. Oh, the Holy Ghost going to shock them real good. Real good. Uh-huh. My Lord. Yes, Lord. My God. This is Vance Better Harry talking about. Eviction. I mean, some of y'all foreclosure and eviction. It's hurtful. It's hurtful. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the many blessings. Thank you for the miracle that you're going to rot in these people's lives. Lord, those that are being evicted from their house, from their apartment, foreclosure. Oh, God, intervene. Work a miracle in their behalf, Father. Let them find a place to stay, Lord. Oh, God. So many reasons why they're being evicted. So many reasons, Lord, but whatever it is, whatever the reason, Lord, you got it. Oh, God. Help them, Lord. Help them make a way for them. Name of Jesus, make a way for them, Lord. Those some of them sick in their body, Lord. They don't need that pressure. They don't need that added pressure. They don't need the added pressure, Father. In the name of Jesus, trying to find a place to stay. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Intervene, Lord. Intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That blood pressure, oh, they already got the high blood pressure. Regulate that high blood pressure. Regulate it. Regulate the blood pressure, Father. Regulate the low blood pressure, Father, in the name of Jesus. Kidney problem. Oh, heal the kidneys, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, heal the kidneys, Lord. Oh, God, work a miracle on the kidneys, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, see, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Move. Someone don't have appetite. Oh, God, bless the appetite, Lord, to come back. Let the appetite come back. They don't have an appetite. Appetite problem in the name of Jesus. Some people think they're too little. Some people think they're too fat. It's the regulate the weight problem. Regulate the weight problem, Father. Holy Ghost, regulate the weight problem in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Look down on this broadcast, Lord. And bless the Lord. To bless the people, Lord. Give them what to say, how to pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Life is something. My Lord. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We need a word from the Lord. Yes, we do.
And call the fire. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, to sing at a conference, and I was sitting there depressed about things that have happened in my past. And Bishop Kenneth Mole stood on his feet, and he sang these words, and they came straight from the Lord to me. He said, your life.
Come on, latter days are better than I was formulated. I know from experience mine is much better than what it was formerly. My God, I thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord for it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. All right. No, let me. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Some of y'all got these foreclosure notice and eviction notice. And you got chewing. It's rough. Different things coming up. Need don't wait to waste it. All thing I can do is just pray. All thing we can do is pray. God intervene on this broadcast. The only thing I can do is pray. Pray for God to open up that door. Don't wait to wait. Open up that door. Open up that door for you in the name of Jesus. And He can do it now. He can do it now. He can do it. Yes, I know He can do it now. Yes. Praise the Lord, because He gave me to talk about. Yeah, right now for Him to give it to me speak on this airways is a sign then He's concerned about you. He's concerned about it. One prayer go forth on your behalf. Yes, He is. Yes, He does. Yes, He did. Yes, Lord. Yeah, He's concerned about you. Don't have a place to stay. Yes, He's concerned about you. My Lord, He's concerned about you. Whew, and y'all crying. My God, yeah, wondering what to do. Yes, He's concerned about you. He sees you. Yes, He does. He sees you. My God, we're going to pray. Father, intervene, intercede. In the name of Jesus. Work, go in between somebody. Tell somebody hard that mind disturbed his sleep forever, Lord. Whatever you do, Lord, I know it's going to be right. Do a work of miracle and they be had, Father. In the name of Jesus, those on the sound of my voice, Lord. Oh, God, let them wipe the tears from their eyes, Lord. You got it. In the name of Jesus, let them give it to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give it to you, Lord. Ah, glory. They seem to be in here. They seem to be all by themselves, Lord. But, oh, God, it doesn't matter. As long as that's you, Jesus, you all right. You number one. That's fine. As long as they got you, Lord. They got it. They got everything that they need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make a way for them. Be able to talk to them, Lord. Name of Jesus. Touch hard. In the name of Jesus, touch hard, Lord. If you don't touch the heart, Lord, it can't be touched, Lord. Name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless. Bless the sick and the wounded, Lord, the broken heart, and raise up the bowed down head, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those children on drugs, the daughter prostituted, and the son selling drugs. Oh, God, name of Jesus, intervene in that household. Intervene, Lord, in that family, Father, the bickering and arguing and cheating and lying and talking about one another, fighting one another. Intervene, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring peace and harmony. In that famine between those sisters and brothers, oh, and aunties and uncles, I, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, intervene, Lord, intervene. In the name of Jesus, life is too short, Lord. People dying by the thousand, Lord. We still holding grudges. We still don't want to speak to one another. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, things are rough on every end. You don't know what to eat. You don't know where to go. They shoot everywhere. Name of Jesus, they shoot everywhere, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, shield and protect us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send your angels, Lord, in these different neighborhoods, different communities, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us send God, Lord. Ah, name of Jesus. Let us see angels. Let us see angels walking up and down the street. Yes, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, oh God. Name of Jesus, name of Jesus. We need your help. We need your help, Lord. We need your help. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh God. Tomorrow, tomorrow. Uh-huh. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. We need your help. We need your help. Your help, Lord. We need your help. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Plant church, plant church, plant church. Man, I Lord,
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh, then I climbed the hill. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hill and saw.
Yeah.
The storm is over for somebody. The storm is over. The storm is over. Yes, Lord. I thank the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My Lord, let me read this Isaiah 43:2. When they pass it through the waters, I will be with thee. Praise the Lord. All right. Let me see how this thing goes. And through the, I'll be with thee, and through the rivers, they should not overflow thee. When they walketh through the fire, thou should not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Isaiah 43:2. Now, I like that part. When it says, when thou passest through the water, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, they should not overflow thee. When they walk through the fire, thou should not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Isaiah 43:2. Guys, yeah, we're having a hard time. It's rough. It's rough. Ain't no lie. It's rough. But God be with us. No matter what we're going through with, because God is right there. Jesus is right there. We trying to touch him. We trying to do too much out of our own self. We say, oh, see how this going to be. Oh, why don't you believe in miracles? God is a miracle working God. He's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. He working things out of no way. Make a way out of, make a river in the wilderness. Water come up through dry land. We got to get a hold of who we, but we listen to man too much. Our own flesh. And listen to other people. But, you know, God gave him 5 senses. You are so right. He gave him 5 senses to trust in. All them 5 senses need to lean toward the Lord. You got to, who else? The way things are now. You got to, no, you don't see your way. Things are rough. We got to stretch out in him. Where we've been depending on our own self. Time out now. Time out to depend on yourself. Now, you got to depend on Jesus. You don't know what you're going to eat. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what to. You buy food these days, they think, you know, they have a recall on it. Recall on everything. Recall, recall. On automobile, recall, recall. On the food you eat, recall, recall. Somebody even have bought it already, have eaten some of it. Recall. And you think we got to trust in the Lord. We got to trust in the Lord for everything. He want to come down to the nitty-gritty now, where the rubber meets the road now. We got to trust in Jesus. It's rough. We got to trust in the Lord. I don't see how, I don't see no way, I don't see what, I don't see no light, but that's all right. You just keep on walking. Trust in the Lord. Let the Lord guide you. Let him take your hand and lead you through the wilderness, through the water, through the fire. My God. My God. My God. Whew. We got somebody. We got to stretch out in the Lord. Stretch out in him. Yeah, it is rough. Stretch out in it. We got to get rough right with the devil. Rough, rough. We got to fight that devil. We don't want to fight him. Lazy. Get up from there and pray. Get up and pray in the midnight hour. Oh, I'm so sleepy. I can't sleep. Yeah, but you raise hell in the midnight hour. Some of y'all be fighting in the midnight hour. But you don't want to pray. Be on the phone in the midnight hour. But you don't want to pray. God just gave me that. Yeah. Talk about one another on the phone in midnight hour. But you don't want to pray. Cooking, started cooking in the midnight hour, but you don't want to pray. Yeah. Oh, you know, in the midnight since this is Christmas time coming, I got to cook my cake. I got to do this and that. Then y'all been cooking Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner. You know, you have a guest coming on, kin folks and relatives. You cook all through the night. But when you don't pray all through the night, be up all up to 2 and 1 o'clock in the morning. 2, 1, 3 o'clock in the morning. I've been up all night long cooking this food, but you don't be all night long praying to the Lord. That's the problem. We want to cook, then and pray. We want to listen to the music, then and pray. Talk on the phone, and pray to the midnight hour. That boy and that girl talking to each other to the midnight hour, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Ain't talking about nothing. Not nothing. But we don't want to pray. midnight. We don't want to pray in the midnight hour. I'm sleeping. I got to get my rest. I got to go to work in the morning. Yeah, but you stay up all night long just doing and talking some mess. Yeah, ooh, we done talk a whole 2 or 3 hours. Let me go to bed. I got to get up and go to work. Yeah, do you say that when you get ready to pray? No, you sleeping, you snoring. Saint Ruff, snoring. Need to be on your knees crying out to the Lord in the midnight hour. Don't know where you are in the morning. You have to go to the club at midnight hour. 1 or 2 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock, jump from the club. But you don't be praying on your knees on midnight hour, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. No, you sleep. And some of y'all, they sleep and then get upset, but somebody else be blessed, God, and bless them. Who look at that? Then you want what they got. They done prayed and laid and labored in front of the Lord at the altar at home on their knees and crying out to the Lord and trying to Lord bless them. Then you, some of you all get jealous of that. Oh, he thinks you're something else. But, I need some of that. Yeah, can't be blessed. You want to get part of the, you want to get on the bandwagon. Get on the bandwagon when they praying. Come on, let us pray. You pray at your house, I pray at my house. You don't have to pray together. You don't have to be in the same place. So we're gonna pray at 2 o'clock in the morning. Come on. Get down there. Pray. Seek the Lord. Call on him. Yeah. Saint Ruff. We got to call on him. He was sick. Yeah. Got to call on him. Jesus. Got to call on him. My Lord. Ruff out here. Yeah. We can go through anything through the Lord with the Lord help. When he's leading you and guiding you. Yeah, I'm still talking about I have nowhere to live and nowhere to go. I have been evicted. I'm still talking about being evicted. Yes, it's rough. It's rough. All the people that are going through those crises. Yes, it's rough. My Lord. It is. It's rough. Let's have some passion. Come on, even have some passion. I want to talk about one another. Talk about it. Yes, Lord. My Lord. Oh, yes. Thank the Lord. My Lord.
Oh,
will. Church. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Jesus. Yes. I make a way somehow. Oh, we got to trust him. We got to trust him. The devil make it hard when you don't see no way, when you don't see your way. Yeah, because he wants you to sin. Well, I can't see no way. No, he wants you to sin. I tell you the truth. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Yeah, the Lord make a way out of no way. I want you to know that. Got to get to the point. But see, we don't get to that point when you're back against the wall. That's when God ready to move for you. Not when you throw up your hand, give up. No use, no use. This life ain't worth it. This life that can't live, it can't live. Oh, yeah, you can live this if you want to live. If you want to live for the Lord, you can live. You can live because God gives you strength. You don't live it by yourself. You're living through Jesus Christ. You can do it. You can do it. You know, dying on the cross, and he can't help keep you saved. You can't live saved through him. And he died on the cross for your sins. He went through all this pain and suffering. You tell me he can't able you to live through him, righteous, and live for the Lord, live for him, and treat people right. My Lord, you got to be misused people and talk about people and do what you want to do. My God. It's hard. It'll be even harder. We have to face judgment day. Judgment. And you're not saved. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. That is so good, so good. Yeah. People need help. They're sick in their body. They're sick in their body. Going through all these different sickness. You're having all kinds of sickness. All kinds. All kinds. I mean all kinds. Oh, my Lord. But there's power in the blood, though. My Lord.
Not everyone can wash away sins. I know that it's not me, but Jesus, hallelujah, and one. The reason I say, oh, blessed is the flow that makes me white
as snow.
No, white as snow.
No,
Jesus,
Jesus,
oh, blessed is the flow that makes me white.
Power in the blood, I got this. There's power in God's blood. The blood. There's power in the blood. My Lord, my Lord. Yes. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Got to pray, pray for the world. Pray for the people. Pray for sickness all over, all kinds of sickness. Oh, these people got all kinds of sickness. Oh, I mean all kinds. Names, things you don't even haven't even heard of, they got it. Name you can't even pronounce, they got it. Oh, Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. All kind of ailments, all kind of sickness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, Lord. You know, Lord, the eyes problem. The people have a problem in there for their eyes. The eyes, the ears, Lord, and the nose. Oh, Jesus. The mouth. Oh, God. Touch it here. Go down the body, Lord. Oh, Lord. Nothing in the breast, Lord. Oh, yeah. So. In the name of Jesus. Dissolve the lumps. Dissolve the lumps, Father. All the lumps in the body, Father. I come against the different type of lumps. Lumps. Castle of lumps. All kinds of lumps. Oh, Father. In the name of Jesus, dissolving, I cut the blood flow to flow into the lumps, Father, or in the breast, in the back, in the knees, in the joints. Oh, God, in the head. Oh, God. Oh, God, all kinds of lumps, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, those tumors. Tumors everywhere. Tumors in the body, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Dissolve the tumors. The tumors, Father, in the name of Jesus. Tumors. Dry the tumors, Lord. Dry them up, Lord. Ah, dry them up, Father. In the name of Jesus. Different type of tumors, Lord. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hands, Lord. Holy Ghost, move, Father. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. The different tumors, Lord. The casting the tumors. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch. The different diseases. I don't know her, but people that tune me in, they know the name. Oh, touch the Lord. As the Holy Ghost by, Lord, let him reach up and get the blessing. Reach up and get the healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Reach up and get the healing. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Reach up and get the healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Let this broadcast be a broadcast of deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Take me higher in you, Lord. Under the feet, higher in the name of Jesus. Under the soul, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, and move and deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every kind of sickness, every kind of bad habit that gambling demon had to gamble the mind away, Lord. I come get the gambling spirit, the alcoholic spirit, the nicotine spirit, in the name of Jesus. I come against it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I turn around for those people and send them back to the very pit of hell, in the name of Jesus. I set them free, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, move on the finance, Father. Move on the finance, Lord. Bless finance, Lord. Bless finance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on the finance, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let it come from the north, east, and west. Oh, north, south, east, and west. Let the blessing flow. Let blessing flow. Let financial blessing flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Old money, new money. Ah, yeah, I see. In the name of Jesus. 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 Move on a different ministry, Lord. Save them. Bring it forth back up, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, meet your financial needs, Lord. And bless my pastor. Oh, bless my pastor, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, save me the more, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch his body in the name of Jesus. Oh, give a new revelation. Oh, not anymore, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's anointing flow. Let the anointing flow over him. Oh, speak to him, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Touch. The people on the sound of my voice, Lord. Oh, let the anointing go. Let the anointing flow, Father. In the name of Jesus. I don't have anybody but you, Lord. Touch me, Holy Spirit. Touch me. In the hot seat. In the name of Jesus. Touch me, Lord. Higher. In the hot soul. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord.
Come on, put your hands together up in here tonight. As we bless the Lord, all my soul and everything that's within me, we will bless his holy name. We'll pay the blessing tonight. Hallelujah. We came to magnify the King of Kings and Jesus, that's his name. He is the Word. Magnify him, Jesus is his name. He is so worthy of all of the praise. Oh, come, magnify him, Jesus is his name. Listen to this.
I'm doing the best I can with this sound. I get it on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm ready. Thank you, Lord. I'm on as well as it is. Thank the Lord. I thank God. My God, I'm the better. I'm working on it.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
Yes, Lord.
There is no sunshine.
Okay.
Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over. Take that from you. I see you. Come on.
Lord. Y'all praise the Lord.
Y'all want some more of that?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
What they say? It take more time to it take more to frown than
I dedicate this song to recession.
Yes, Lord. Smile. And really, every smile enough is getting more, you know, you feel better. Then you won't have such a, you know, people don't mind about saying something to you, you know, printing. But some of them have that old smirk on their face, old nasty attitude on their face. See, nasty attitude needs to go. See, nasty attitude needs to go. It's really terrible. Tune me every Sunday evening at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. I thank the Lord for those that tune me in. I thank the Lord for you all. And call your friends, call your neighbors, call your enemies, tell them to listen to the Seed of Prosperity broadcast. It was Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. I try my best to be on the air. Oh, my Lord. Try my best. My God. The enemy's fighting me all the time. The enemy's fighting me, though. You don't know what I go through to try to get on the air. But just call in. You call my number. It's 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. Those that want to call in when I be live on a Sunday evening after 5:30, 7:30, I go to Facebook. I'm not live on Facebook, but you can call this number every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. If you want to, if you want special prayer right then and there, call me. If not, listen to the broadcast. And I believe me, some of these prayers going to hit you. Yes, he will now. You can pray so many prayers that some of these prayers are going to hit right at the right spot. So the Holy Ghost is able to hit right at the right spot. I don't know what you're going through, but the Holy Ghost knows what you're going through. The Lord knows what you're going through with. You want me to pray? Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. My God, just pray. My God, no bit views or eye news or bit eyes. Just pray. My God. Just pray, pray, and pray. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. For the many blessings, I thank you for this broadcast. That move on this broadcast, Lord. Touch hearts. Save souls, Lord. Deliver the people, Lord. Let your anointing flow over the airways, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch bodies. Touch bodies. Touch the sickness, Lord. All kinds of sickness, Holy Ghost. Move in that behalf. Move over the airways. Over the airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. Over the airways, Lord. Let them get their healing. Let them get their deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I don't know, but you know what they're going through with, Father. You know what they're going through with. You know what they're telling you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move in their behalf. Oh, I grant that request, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch the body, Lord. Touch the mind. Hallelujah. Save the children, Lord. Move in the household. Save the marriage, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bring unity in that marriage where their hearts are stone, making hearts of flesh, Lord. Bring that love back in between the husband and wife and the children, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Go to the nursing home. Touch the nursing home. Touch the staff to teach the nurses. Trust the staff that they will be able to teach, treat the patient right, Lord. And don't misuse the patient, Lord. Oh, move on the nursing home, Lord. Move in the nursing home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, touch. Some of them don't need to be there. They need to be with the children, but the children don't want them. But they need to be the children in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, touch. They're lonely. Ease the loneliness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ease loneliness, even those that are not in nursing home. Ease the loneliness, Lord, in the name of you, in the name of you, Father. Ease the loneliness, Lord. I see it in our soul, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I come get the loneliness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch the women that want them to, touch the women that they be able to hold out. Till you send them husband, Lord. Let them touch the women that they be all able to hold out till you send husband for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let that flesh get under control, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, now I soul, in the name of Jesus. Touch the body, Lord. Touch the body, Lord. in the name of Jesus. Oh, let it get out of control, Lord. That flesh, touch that flesh. Let it get out of control, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Jesus. Help, Jesus. Help, Jesus. Help you, Jesus. Help, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need to call on you. We got to call on you. We don't have anybody else to call on. Lord, nobody else can help us but you. Nobody else can help us but you, Lord. You're the only one that can help us, Lord. You're the only one that can touch minds. You're the only one that can touch hearts. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Move, 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 Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch this broadcast. Touch this broadcast. Anoint this broadcast, Father. In the name of Jesus. Anoint the broadcast. Honor in our city, in the name of Jesus. Let me pray, Lord. Anoint me to pray. Anoint me to pray over there. Anoint me to pray, Lord. Anointing, anointing the words that come out of my mouth. In the name of Jesus, the prayer that come out of my mouth. Give me what to pray. What to pray. Oh, God. Move in my behalf, Lord. On the seat of prosperity broadcast. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Touch Evangelist Betty Harris. Oh, yeah. Take me high in you, Lord, and I see, and I know how so, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, touch me, touch me, touch me, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take me to the King. Oh, God.
I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Hang me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
my offering.
Take me to the King. Take me, take me, take me, take me. My God, my God. Yeah, this is Christmas season. You all, this is the week of Christmas. My Lord, my Lord. Remember Jesus. I don't know what Christmas, I don't know what drinking got to do with Christmas. I don't know how drinking got to be with Christmas. And now you're scared to get in the street now. Because they drinking. They smoking. You know, Christmas time. What that got to do with Christmas? Yeah, you're scared at nighttime. Ooh, wonder where all these people going. Light shining bright, and they speeding. Ooh, they and this speeding. These cars driving so fast. I pray. I said, Lord, take me home. Take me home, Holy Ghost. Take me home. You have to pray. You have to. If you don't pray, I tell you the truth. You have to pray. These folks. I tell you the truth. They're out here. They drinking. This is, you know, they've been drinking all the time, but around Christmas time, some people do they drinking around Christmas time, and they're smoking and everything. Well, it's Christmas. They, you know, have a little fun. My God. Oh, what I'm going to say, I don't hear a break loose around Christmas time a lot of time. Yeah, they drinking, they high. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. And it's something. Oh, my Lord. You scared. You are scared.
I want you to know tonight that there is a fountain filled with blood. We put a little twist on this, but it says there is a fountain filled, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Beneath that flood, lose all
their guilt.
Stay right there. Say it again. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Yeah. As a sinner one day, I plunge beneath that flood. And I'm here to tell you, I lost all. They're guilty. You may ask me, who is he? He is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God. I'm talking about Jesus. He's the Holy One. And still today, if sinners will plunge beneath that flood, they'll lose all. On the day that Jesus was crucified, he was crucified between two thieves, and the writer said, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Oh yes. And my prayer is that there may I, even though I'm as sinful and vile, wash all my sin away.
my grave. But the blessed hope is that on the other side, on the other side, in a nobler and a sweeter song, I'll still lift my voice and sing thy power to save. He is the Son of the living God, of the living God.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Tune in to Evangelist Harris Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Tune in this Sunday. Praise the Lord. Give God the honor. Give God the glory. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless those that tune in. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord, right now, Lord. Work in their behalf, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless. Bless. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God, my God. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Post this, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Post. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for tuning me in. Thank God. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God.